Radio Prague News. Protesters disrupted the first meeting of the new leadership at Prague City Hall on Tuesday. The police president is to meet with the Prime Minister and President Václav Klaus following a call for him to resign from office. And Czechs may soon gain better access to information pertaining to the communist past of judges in active service. Hundreds of people turned out to protest against the coalition of civic and social democrats in Prague on Tuesday, disrupting the first meeting of the new leadership and the election of the town mayor. Angry protesters filled benches reserved for the public, whistling and booing and generally venting their anger against a deal which they claim perpetuates the corruption-tainted status quo at City Hall. The opposition agreement between the civic and social democrats, which froze out Prague election winner Topo 9, has evoked widespread protests and divided the parties of the Czech governing coalition. Thousands of people have signed a petition against it, including the former president Václav Havel. Prague civic democrat leader Bohuslav Svoboda, who is due to be elected mayor, accused Topo 9 leaders of fueling public discontent to further their own political interests. Police President Oldřich Marginu is to meet with Prime Minister Petr Nečas and President Václav Klaus following a call for him to resign from office. At a press conference in Prague on Monday, Interior Minister Radek Jón asked the police president to leave his post, saying he was highly dissatisfied with the way the country's elite police units were functioning and criticized the police president for failing to prevent information leaks from the presidium. The public announcement came hot on the heels of last week's resignation of Martinu's chief deputy, Viktor Čech, who cited long-lasting discord between the country's elite police units as the reason behind his departure. Czechs may soon gain better access to information pertaining to the communist past of judges in active service. The Constitutional Court on Tuesday upheld a complaint by activist Tomáš Pecina, who demanded such information in vain. The Constitutional Court judge overturned a ruling by the Supreme Administrative Court, which concluded that such information was private and the public had no right to it. The Supreme Administrative Court will now have to reopen the case. With the onset of winter, road maintenance crews report growing problems along the recently opened southern bypass around Prague. The bypass has no defrosting system, which means that maintenance crews are having to use heavy machinery to clear the road every few hours, with traffic grinding to a halt. The tunnels along the bypass were repeatedly closed for maintenance and reopened when the first bout of Arctic weather hit on Monday. Traffic police fear more complications on Wednesday, which is expected to bring more heavy snow. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Although Tuesday has been clear and frosty across most of the Czech Republic, Wednesday is expected to bring up to 20 centimetres of fresh snow, with daytime temperatures at around -7 degrees Celsius and nighttime lows dropping to -15. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.